Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
He's a West Coast kid who turned his back on the comfortable climate of Cal Berkeley to embrace the tradition, the pressure, the cold, and the big house at Michigan to play his college football. And why not? Ann Arbor seems to be a breeding ground for NFL quarterbacks, with six currently employed in the National Football League.
Well, I think it's just being in the situation where you're playing with great players and having great coaches and playing in a very pressurized environment. So I think when you're used to that and you're playing in big games in front of big crowds, it's real easy. Or I wouldn't say real easy, but easier than maybe a lot of schools, a lot of smaller schools, and step into a professional atmosphere like this one.
But even with that Michigan quarterback background and a football IQ higher than most, Tom Brady had some hard NFL lessons to learn this year.
Yeah, I'd say off the field, I didn't understand how much time was actually spent studying the game and preparing for the game and preparing for every possible situation, situations that the defense may have not even presented before in any of their previous five games that we're preparing for because they might do it in the game. So that would probably be an example of on the field, I would say, learning how to account for everybody on the defense and knowing exactly where your middle linebacker is and your strong side linebacker and your weak side linebacker and how they can break down your pass protections. And what happens when, everything, you've got to read on everything before the snap, and then once the ball snapped, everything completely changes and you're going from one place to another. And sometimes my coach made a point to me, he said, God, Tommy, you're trying to see everything, and instead you're seeing nothing, which was a great piece of coaching advice.
Brady said one of the more difficult lessons he's learned is the quality of his practice performance from week to week has very little to do with where he ends up on the depth chart every Sunday. And when Sunday does roll around, Tom Brady imagines himself playing that game and taking every snap.
I'm really trying to stay out there and take a lot of the mental reps, and I see what Drew does out there, and I know the play, and I'm looking at the defense, and when the ball snapped, I say, God, what would I have done on that play? Or why did Drew throw there? Or, wow, I see exactly what he was thinking on that. Or what would I have done differently? And I think if you apply that throughout the game, let's say you're the backup at the time and you're put in the fourth quarter, that first snap in the fourth quarter can't be the first snap you've taken all day mentally, or you're going to be so far behind you'll never catch up. I mean, it's going to be 4 hours after the game before you realize what was actually going on.
So much has been made about the quarterback controversy, Drew being number one. Where does Bishop fit in? Where do you fit in? Where does Freeze fit in? As a guy who was directly in the center of the storm, what's your perspective on all of this?
I think I've gained a lot of experience from where I was at Michigan in the sense that my coach only gave me an opportunity to compete every day, and that's the only thing I ever asked for, and that's the only thing that I think's ever been fair. And when you look at yourself in that situation, say, God, I'm out there every day with the New England Patriots fighting to compete for a position. The only thing that I can control is myself. And I can only control my performance. And all that other stuff takes care of itself. And if the coach says, Tom, you're going to be our fourth quarterback this week, then I say, you know what, I gave it all I could. And there's nothing more I could have done than to put myself in that position where maybe I thought I should have been higher. And obviously, if you're not a competitor, you don't care where you're at. But if you are a competitor, you do very much care where you're at. But at the same time, you realize that those decisions, I'm not the one making them. And my coach is the one making them. And our head coach is making them. Our offense coordinator is making them. And I think it just took a lot of maturity in an early stage of my football career for me to realize that now.
Playing backup and holding a clipboard isn't how this California kid imagined his rookie year would turn out. It remains a dream come true.
I tell you, I wouldn't rather be doing anything in the world. And I tell that to myself every day. I say, where would you rather be? And the answer is always the same. I'd rather just be right here, just doing exactly what I'm doing.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.